All right. Hello and welcome to the Mind of a Football Coach podcast. Today we're going to talk about philosophy, not Aristotle, football philosophy. How we do things, how do we think about doing things, what is the thought process behind the ways that we run our program, the ways that we organize our scheme. Because yes, it's important to know what we run. Obviously, it's important to have something that we run, to have a certain way we do things. But I think what's really important is to have a philosophy behind that, because the what can change, but the philosophy needs to stay the same. Because personnel changes, right? Coaching staffs change. The available resources can change. But if your philosophy stays the same, then you can get the desired result, even if you have to change the way things are done from time to time. And that's something that as I've gone throughout the years of being a coach, I've really come to understand is that it's not always about, hey, we have to do it specifically this way, but we have to be flexible to think to ourselves, how can we get this done even if my resources change? So that's what the podcast is about today. And I think it's important that we continue to press in and refine our philosophy as we become older as coaches, and that we continue to just embrace newness, embrace change, but also hold on to that tradition. And that's a hard balance, right? It's a hard balance to say, how do I move forward and how do we continue to get better? But how do we hold on to what has worked and what has been shown to be effective in the past? So I'm going to talk through football philosophy here, and then we'll talk about kind of what that means for us, and then how do we use that going forward. So I think, you know, the bedrock of every football program, right, is, you know, the strength and conditioning, the speed and agility, right, getting your body physically fit. And at different places I've been, that's looked different ways. Because some places you can do 6 a.m. workouts, some places you can't. Some places you have weights class during the day. Some places you have opportunities in the afternoon. So, you know, and how that gets done can look different as well, right? I know guys who've been CrossFit people. I know guys who've been BFS, bigger, faster, stronger. I know guys who have their own program, and hey, that all works, right? If it works for your program, it works. I had a coach once tell me, if it works for you, keep doing it. And that's something I think as coaches that we need to believe in, because I know for me, I like to learn, and I'm very inquisitive about, hey, what's going on out there? What are people doing that works well for them? And man, if it's working for you, keep doing it. If you have to tweak it, tweak it. But at the end of the day, if it's working, keep doing that thing. And then try to make it better. Find ways to make it better. Because if you can make it better, then man, you're gonna do well, right? And we're going to have a successful off-season program. And for different states, that's different, right? In the states of Florida and Georgia, you have spring football. In other states, you don't. So that can look different as well from a physical preparation standpoint of what you're getting prepared for. If you're in those states, you're getting prepared for spring football in the winter somewhat. In other states, not so much, right? But then everybody pretty much in the summer is doing the same thing. We're all running, we're all lifting, we're throwing the ball, we're running plays, getting ready for the season that is coming to us. And then I think about, how does your weightlifting and your conditioning prepare you for your football philosophy? You know, so for me, I'm a younger guy, I guess, because I'm not quite 40, but my football philosophy is kind of old school. We're gonna play great defense. You know, our best guys play defense. We practice defense first, generally. We're gonna be physical. We're gonna stop the run with technique, effort. We'll be aggressive as well. We're gonna have great fundamentals, and then everything else will play off of that. And I think we've seen that come back around. I think you look at the Michigan Wolverines in college football, you can see how they kind of dominated the Big Ten and the rest of the country, playing great defense. Even the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Really, it was their defense that kept them in games and helped them win Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl this past, what was that, January, I guess? That's January or February when they won the Super Bowl. So, yeah, that's it. I mean, play great defense. If you play great defense, you're always in the game. And that's what we try to do. And then special teams must be a winning edge. You can't lose the game of special teams, man. Don't lose it there. I think possession is the most important thing, but I also think that it needs to be a winning edge as well. It's something that can help us win games going forward. And it's always a conversation, right? How much time do you spend on special teams? And if you have any comments about that, please feel free to send me an email at zach.davis@gmail.com. Because I'm always looking for the ways to do special teams better. And the Mind of a Football Coach audience has helped me out over the years with different ideas. So if you have your own football philosophy, please feel free to send it to me. Again, that's zach.davis24@gmail.com. And I would love to see what you have. And I can steal from you, because I've stolen this from other people as well. And then number three, the offense, man, it will be physical, right? We will win at the line of scrimmage. We'll run the ball, play action, and then throw it deep, then have a good quick game. I think if they're going to give you off coverage, you got to take it. Got to be able to throw the football out there quickly with some, maybe it's an RPO, right? Or maybe you just call it, right? You know they're going to be in off coverage and you call some kind of perimeter screen out there. That's good stuff as well, because it's important that if they're going to give it to you, you got to be able to take it. The last thing you want to do is go into a game and as you're going through the game, you don't have an answer for something that the defense is doing to you. So you need to have an answer basically in all formations you have to be able to attack all areas of the field. And that is something that has been a philosophy of mine for a long time and will continue to be so. Because I truly believe more games are lost than won. If you don't turn the ball over and you don't commit pre-snap penalties, you're going to be okay, right? So don't turn it over. Don't commit pre-snap penalties. Limit the holdings, and you're going to be okay on offense and on defense. Don't give up the big play for touchdowns, and just be able to continue to make the other offense try to execute, right? If we stay poised, the other team may come unraveled, and that's something that has stayed tried and true over the course of years. And man, I hope this was helpful to people this morning as we get closer to the start of the summer and really getting football revved up and going. So thank you all for listening to this. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to send me one to my email, which I've mentioned a couple times in the podcast. And I think it's in the descriptor of the podcast. So if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do that as well. Hit that subscribe button and feel free to share the podcast with other people that you think may enjoy it. So have a great, great Monday.